Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord and just magnify His name. You're drawing close into this atmosphere, into the presence of the Lord. And I just sense this right here in my spirit right now, that it is in an atmosphere like this when you draw close to the Lord. In this place, in this atmosphere, in this sensitivity, in this place of consciousness of the greater one on the inside and the Lordship of Jesus, in this atmosphere, in this atmosphere of our loving Heavenly Father, it is in this place that you will hear that thing that you need to hear, that direction that you need to hear. It is when you come, when you press in, when you make that effort to come into that place, this place, even in this way, yes, then shall come the answers. Then shall questions be answered. Then shall solutions come forth. Then shall strategies come forth and will enable you to step forward into the plan that has been orchestrated for you, even from heaven on high. So shall you be able to see. So shall you be able to know. And then you'll be able to walk in those things. So it's in this atmosphere, as you worship, 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 as you lift up His name, as you lift up His name. Oh, as you love, as you love your Heavenly Father. Oh, oh, yes, yes, yes. He'll hear you, hear His voice. Give heed to the Holy Spirit speaking to you now. For it is even in this place, even here now. Hallelujah. Do not be afraid to come to a place like this, into an atmosphere like this. Draw close. Yea, I know. Yes, I know that there are some that have drawn back because you're afraid of what you might hear. But oh, you'll hear the best that you could ever hear in a place like this. But the Lord has good plans for you, a hope and a future. Far better, far better, far better, far better than what you could think up. For He knows you better than you know yourself. So draw near, draw near, draw near to hear. And then He will speak, and you shall be able to hear and be able to run with those things. Hallelujah. 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 It's in this place, this atmosphere. Glory to God. Pressing in. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to make the effort to press in. Press in. Paul said it this way, I press on. The Syrophoenician woman, she pressed in to Jesus. She kept pressing on in to Him to get an answer for her daughter. Hallelujah. And when Jesus wouldn't answer her, and she didn't give up, she kept pressing in. Sometimes we give up because all we hear is silence. Silence doesn't mean God doesn't want you to be around. Silence just simply means that God is waiting for you to get past your emotions and get into an atmosphere of, let that faith rise up in your heart. Get past the emotions. Get past those emotions that want to draw you this way and that way. And get press on in where faith rises up in your heart to God. It's just you and God. And when Jesus finally did speak to the Syrophoenician woman, He didn't grant her a request. He gave her a reason why He couldn't give it to her. He said, I was not sent to you, but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And He called her a dog. He said, I'm not going to give you what belongs to Israel. He said, I can't give what belongs to the children to the dogs. And you know, she had a grand opportunity to quit pressing in. She had a great opportunity to get offended. I don't know about you, but if when I press into God, and if I would hear, you know, what would you do if God said, well, you dog, would you quit pressing in? It didn't deter her. Now, really, Jesus wasn't really being all that mean to her. Really, when you get down to it, you study the Greek language, you'll find out that he did not call her some kind of wild dog that roamed the streets, but he was referring to a pet lap dog that they had, and it was an affectionate dog, a pet dog that they had that was looked on with great affection. And I'm sure that the tone of voice and the look in his eye made all the difference. You know, you meet a friend and you say, you old rascal. But you understand what I mean by that. You know, you could say, you rascal, to somebody that you don't know, and you might, you know, have entirely different results than if you talk to your friend and said, you rascal. Well, you know, so I'm sure the tone of voice and the look in his eye made all the difference. We sometimes give Jesus a bad rap for speaking the way he did to the Syrophoenician woman. But she was a Gentile, not eligible according to covenant to receive from God. And that's the way we were. Gentiles, not entitled to the promises of God. So she's a type of a person coming to God. Somebody like you and me that may not have been in covenant before we were born again. But here's this lady. And she said to him, it's not right for the children of Israel to go without so that you can have what you're asking for. And she said, yes, true, Lord, but she said, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the table. And in those days, they would eat with their fingers, and then they would use slices of bread to clean their fingers, and they would throw those slices of bread down where the dogs would eat them. She knew that there would be plenty, not only for the children, but for the dogs also. And so what she's saying, she said, yeah, yes, true, Lord, there's plenty for the children of Israel, but there's also, I believe there's enough for me. Now, in all of this, she had a grand opportunity to quit pressing in, to quit seeking God, to quit, she could change what she was asking for. She could slink away and say, I'm sorry I even asked. A lot of Christians get that way. I'm so sorry, Lord. I must have messed up. But you know, sometimes here's why Jesus did what he did. And sometimes God does that to you and to me. Because she was not in covenant, there was only one other way she could receive, and that was by faith. By faith. Sometimes even though we're in covenant, we get so caught up in the things of the world and we have this or we have that that we think we want or think we need. And I want to tell you something. Sometimes God gets silent on us because he's waiting for us to get past all our wants and all of our emotions and all of the things we think and all of the things that we heard about that we think we ought to have and the latest and greatest that this world can offer us, and get to the place where we really are seeking God for what he wants for us. And I want to tell you something. God is looking for faith in you. Sometimes God will tell you some reason as to why something is the way it is, but he's not necessarily denying your request. He's simply looking to see if you'll change your mind. See if you're really in faith. Because you see, everything that you receive from God is by faith. We're in covenant with God. And as our covenant with God spells it out, we have certain rights and privileges. We have certain things that have been promised to us. We have certain things that have been provided for us. But listen to me, we receive it by faith. But so many times we have such lightweight approach to God. We come so in such a shallow way. I'm not condemning anybody. I'm right there with you. Sometimes we just got to press on in. Jesus was looking to see if this woman, she said, help my daughter. She worshiped God. She said, deliver my daughter. She's grievously vexed. When he wouldn't answer her, finally he did answer her. She said, Lord, help me. And then when he finally did tell her why he couldn't, then she said, but even the dogs receive the crumbs from the table. One of the things that God looks for is how consistent are you? Are you? See, you know the level of your faith is greatly determined by the words that come out of your mouth. And when you hear the level of inconsistency, that means that you're out beyond your faith. You need to go back and get that corrected. And so here's what Jesus does. Here's what God does for you. Jesus listened to this woman's words. One of the reasons why I like this incident with the Syrophoenician woman is because only one of two places where Jesus said, great is your faith. If there's great faith, then I want to know about that. Look at your neighbor and say, I want to know about that. Now listen, I'm trying to get to something tonight. Flow with me tonight. If you want to get to something tonight, I want to tell you this. Jesus said it. This is what he said in Mark chapter 7. He said, for this saying, this is what he said to her, for this saying, go your way, thy daughter is delivered. He said, according to what you have said. Friend, what would you get if God gave you according to what you said? See, sometimes we got to check up and we got to make sure we get into faith and get our words lined up and keep it headed in the straight, right direction and consistently. Amen. Remember years ago, I was going to Raymond and we were in second year and we were having some problems financially. And so many things started coming against us. One night I was at a prayer meeting and the lady prophetess that was there prophesied. She said, I see a man here. And she said, you pulled your pockets out of your pants and you see a hole in your pockets and you've shrugged your shoulders and said, oh, well, it doesn't matter. I don't have anything to put in it anyway. But she said, if you'll change your attitude, change and get into faith, she said, I'll fill those pockets for you. But I'm going to tell you something. I knew who she was talking about. Didn't have to have that explained to me. I'll tell you, it doesn't take long to get into faith. And I want to tell you something. I repented to the Lord real quick. And I tell you what, I said, I do believe you'll fill my pockets. I declare that pocket is mended in the name of Jesus and I'm ready. You say, well, what was the hole in your pocket? It was my attitude. It was a deep, dark hole. And when you got the wrong attitude, it becomes a deep, dark hole where lots of things drop through that God intended for you to have. You can't afford a bad attitude. So I changed it real quick. That's when the supernatural stuff started happening. That's when the supernatural stuff started happening here and there. Long story short, we ended up leaving town when it came graduation time and ready to go out in ministry. We left town with more money than what we came with. And so I just want to encourage you to keep saying what you know is right according to the scriptures, because your words are being measured. Your words are being measured. It's what you say often that determines whether you end up whole or moving towards wholeness or towards destruction. By thy words thou art justified, and by thy words thou art condemned. It is by your words that it shows us how it is between us and our Heavenly Father. Isn't that right? Most of you know recently, you know, we went through some pretty traumatic thing with my brother passing away unexpectedly. And my wife and I found out how important it is to be in faith and to consistently speak the word. We consistently speak the word. We consistently speak the word. We consistently speak the word. And you say, well, is it hard? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Christ is enough for me. Sometimes you sing a song. Sometimes, you know, a song comes to your heart. Sometimes a scripture comes to your heart. But it helps you to say what you're supposed to say. Why? Because you see, as long as I'm saying what I'm supposed to be saying, I'm receiving what it is that I need from God. By my words, I'm justified. By my words, I'm left out. Depends on what I say. This woman consistently said, help me, Lord. Deliver my daughter. No, I know what you're saying is true, but help me anyway. There's enough. There's enough. You got more than enough to help all of us. And this thrilled Jesus. It thrilled Jesus to see a woman so persistent in faith. He said, great is your faith. In Matthew, she said, great is your faith. In Mark, she said, for this saying. Evidently, he measured her words, and it registered great faith. I don't know what kind of scale he's got. But I don't know, where do your words come on the scale? You got to keep saying what God says. Keep saying what the scriptures say. Lots of people came up and said, I'm sorry about your brother, and I thank you for it. But I have to tell you that sorry didn't heal anything in me. I thank you for your nice words. But in the end, it's my words, my words. It's your words that get you through tough times. It's your words that gets you through the things that doesn't look like it's going to happen. But it will happen if you keep saying it. 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 That's what he said. Mark chapter 11 verse 23 in the Johnson paraphrase says it this way. That if a man says to the mountain, dump yourself in the lake, and does not separate himself from what he has said, he will actualize what he said. What does that mean? That means you could get separated. That means you could decide to say something else. You could say to the mountain after you say, dump yourself in the lake, you could say, oh, I guess you can stay. And then the mountain wouldn't move. See, on any given day, we got to stay consistent. On any given day, we gotta stay steady with the Word of God. Whether I feel like it or whether I don't. Whether I feel anointed or whether I don't feel anointed. I got to stay steady. Some of you, I know it in my spirit. You're facing financial issues. You want to get to another level, or you're facing some financial issue. It's in your words. It's in your words. I hear words like this. I wish I could get to another level. I wish I knew how to get through this. I don't know if I can get through this. I just wish I could get this over with and I could get through this. Listen, my friend, listen to me. God wishes you could too. God wishes you could start talking right according to His Word. I'm challenging tonight. Press into God. You say, I don't know if I can keep saying the right thing. He will help you. The Holy Spirit will remind you of His Word. He brings words to your remembrance. And He brings it up where it comes out of your mouth. I've had it where I've opened my mouth to say something that I was thinking, and out came words of the Holy Ghost. He will help you. He will help you. Press in. It's not an impossible situation. Some of you have been through the fire. Some of you have been through some great difficulties. And the Lord would say to some of you, you know who you are. The Lord would say, I've listened to your words, and I will answer you. I will bring you what you said, because you have come to me. You have come to me, and you have said, you have spoken my word, and my word I shall perform. It's like Jesus said to the woman. She said, for this saying, go your way. Your daughter is healed. The Knox translation says it this way, in reward for this word of thine, back home with thee, the devil has left your daughter. Did you know that God will reward your words? In reward for this word of thine. Amen. I want to tell you something. Listen to me. We need God's help tonight. We need the Holy Spirit. He's our helper. We have him, but we need him to help us. We need to lean on him. We need to lean on him. Let him work. Let him help us. Amen. Why don't you lift your hands up and let's just worship the Lord and whatever they're going to sing or whatever, but that's okay. But right where you are, you press in. You begin to say to God, God, I thank you that you're rewarding my words. Some of you may need to repent and say, God, forgive me for my words. I'm going to change my words. Hallelujah. Go ahead and sing.
I have faith in your love.
Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you. I don't know who this is for, but I keep hearing these words, same old, same old. It's just same old, same old. And it's been same old for so long that you don't have it, your expectations not even activated. It's just same old, same old. You watch others. But it's just been the same for you for so long that you have no expectation of anything better. And the Lord would encourage you to get out of that same old attitude. Let it go. Said, look, I don't know what this is about, but I'm not settling for same old. I'm not settling for the same thing I've been living in. I'm not settling for the same thing, the way things have been. I'm going to get up and get out into the things of God. I'm going to seek God. I'm going to press in. You say, I don't know. It's been so long. I just don't know if I'd be comfortable out there. I can promise you, you won't be comfortable. But it's not about being comfortable. It's about being into the things that God has for you. God is trying to get something to you. He's got things that He's spoken in His Word that if He could ever get it stirred up in you, get it stirred up in you and get you convinced to press in until out of your mouth you hear words of faith coming. God, I'm calling on You. I need these things. I thank You for I'm receiving these things. Thank You for giving them to me. And you're pressing in. You've stepped out of your comfort zone. I'm telling you, I just hear those words in me. God, deliver us from same thing all the time. I don't mean that disparagingly. There's some things that need to be the same. You ought to be the same in reading your Bible and praying and your love for God, consistency and faithfulness in attending church. We know those things are same things over and over again, but I'm talking about seeking God concerning your relationships with God and seeking what He's got for you. God, help us not to map out our world so completely that we don't let God in. Oh, thank You, Father. Let's lift our hands up one more time and let's just thank Him right now. Let's just thank Him right now, Lord. Would You be bold and say, Lord, give me what You want me to have. Give me. I'm here to receive from You. Give me what I need. Some of you need to get stirred up. He wants to get you all stirred up. Some of you need to be delivered from fear. Some of you need to move from fear to faith. Lift your hands up if that's you and just begin to say, I'm moving from fear to faith. I'm moving from fear to faith. I'm moving from fear to faith. Yes, yes, yes. I'm moving from fear to faith. Hallelujah. Somebody here tonight, and you don't know if Jesus Christ is your Lord. You don't know if Jesus, if you're right with God, if you died right now. You don't know whether you would go to heaven or not. If that's you, then I'm inviting you to get up out of your seat and meet me right down here. Don't be found lacking. Don't be found lacking. Let me tell you something. So many people got their death planned out. Sometime, somewhere, in some place, and I'll do it this way. Let me tell you something. My brother was one moment in this world, and one next moment he was in the next world. He had no time for anything. And there's nobody that's mapping out your death exactly the way that you think it's going to be. Main thing is to be ready. Be ready. Be ready. If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you need to be ready to go to heaven when you die. You receive Jesus as your Savior so you can go to heaven. If you're here and you've been out on the fringes somewhere, or you've asked Christ to be your Savior, but you need to rededicate your life, you know it's not really... you have a great big question on the inside of you as to where you'd go if you died right now, I want to tell you something. The smartest thing you can do is just to get right with God tonight. And as we're right here, right now in this atmosphere, you say, come, what do I need to do? Slip right down here. I'll pray with you. We'll wait just a moment. If you come right now, anybody at all that would come and say, look, pray for me. I need Jesus. I need to rededicate my life. I need to rededicate my life. Amen. I need to rededicate my life. Amen. Thank you for coming. Anybody else that wants to come, you come. Anybody else, I'll wait just a moment. All right, we're here now. You've come down here and look to me. Look at me just a moment. Give me your attention. God is really proud of you. He thanks you for coming. Okay? Jesus loves you. He's got great plans for you. Maybe it's not all going to be wonderful in one sense. In other things, you might have troubles and you might have some trials. But I want to tell you something. It's better to go through life with Him than it is without Him. Amen. And so I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me. Would you pray this prayer with me? Let's pray together. Congregation, you can pray together too. In Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I thank you for forgiving me,
of all my sin.
Thank you for receiving me as your child. Jesus is my Lord. I declare He's my Lord and Savior. I thank you for receiving me. I thank you for being my Heavenly Father and loving me. Thank you, Father, for reaching out to me. I will commit tonight to live for you the rest of my life if you will help me. I'm going to tell you ahead of time, God, I need your help. Thank you, Father, for helping me now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You meant that prayer? I'm telling you, God has really touched your life. And He's got some good plans for you. And He's got some things He wants to share with you. And He wants to do that. I've got a young man right here. I've got Daniel right here. He's going to lead you to a place of prayer. And there's a lady right behind you. Place of prayer. They're going to talk to you a little bit more about that. And if you'll go with them, they'll take care of that for you and help you with just a question, any questions that you might have, anything like that that you might need. Okay? Is that good? Thank you for coming. God bless you. God bless you, sir. All right, just go with it. Let's lift our hands up to the Lord. Now I'm going to tell you a little secret. We could never get to this place. You see, now listen to me. I'm going to teach you a little something tonight. The music's right. I don't mean it's wrong. I'm not telling you it's wrong all the time or anything like that. I'm just telling you the music was right tonight. Because I had things in me. Sometimes a minister has things in him that he knows needs to come out, but it can't come out. Somehow there's just, but the music helps. In the Old Testament, the prophet said, bring me a minstrel. Bring me a minstrel. And I want to tell you something. Worshiping God, you as a crowd, now listen to me. You know, sometimes I go, I've been places all over, sometimes even here. But it depends on what you want. As to many times as to how much we can minister. You see what I'm saying? So it really pays to come expecting from God. It really pays for the musicians to hear from God and all of this things that are ahead of time, you know. that we think is ahead of time and it's just preliminaries. It's really not preliminaries. It's really important things. It's for the service to flow like it needs to flow. Amen. So we thank you for coming. We thank you for pulling and on the gift and worshiping God. And we thank the music team. Thank you so much. Because you see, it makes a difference in people's lives. I could have given you a line upon line lesson tonight on the Syrophoenician woman, and you would have found it interesting. And I might have told you a joke or two. And you would have laughed. And then you would have walked out of here and said, "Isn't this nice?" But how much better is the plan of God? How much better is it when we press into God and get His word? Amen. And walk out of here saying, "God, something's working in my heart. Something's stirring in me. Something's not the same as it was when I came." Yes. Isn't that good? Yes. Let's lift the hands up and worship the Lord just one more time before we go. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Thank you for the good, for your goodness, for your presence. Your presence in this place. Thank you for ministering to your people. Thank you for helping people everywhere. Thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being loving to us. Thank you for being merciful to us. Thank you, Father, that your outstretched arm is still stretched out to us. Thank you for helping us, for lifting us up and bringing us forth into those things that you have for us. Thank you for encouraging us, for comforting us, bringing us into that place. We worship you and magnify you and bless your name and give you glory and honor. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I want you to find somebody and bless them. Bless them. Let them know that you appreciate them. And then let me also tell you this, that those of you that need prayer for anything, we've got prayer workers right up here, ladies over here and men over here. And those of you that are here for the very first time, we trust that you were encouraged in the service tonight. We trust that maybe God spoke to your heart. And maybe God touched your life tonight. We trust God for that. Thank you for coming. Connection team members, if you would go to those people and help them to get that gift that you have for them, that's been prepared for them. Thank you for coming. We invite you to come back. And we really appreciate you being here. And we look at your neighbor and tell him, "I appreciate you being here tonight," and you're dismissed.